Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Tu, yeah. at her conception, Mary received a blessing from the Lord and loving kindness from God her Savior.
At her conception, Mary received a blessing from the Lord and loving kindness from God her Savior.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas. On the waters He made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek Him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let Him enter, the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let Him enter, the King of glory.
Who is He, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
At her conception, Mary received a blessing from the Lord and loving kindness from God her Savior.
God gave her His help from the dawning of her days. The Most High has made His dwelling place a holy temple.
God gave her His help from the dawning of her days. The Most High has made His dwelling place a holy temple.
God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear though the earth should rock, though the mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within. It cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in tumult. Kingdoms are shaken. He lifts His voice. The earth shrinks away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come, consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds He has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars over all the earth. The bow He breaks, the spear He snaps. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God gave her His help from the dawning of her days. The Most High has made His dwelling place a holy temple.
Glorious things are said of You, O City of God, established on His holy mountain.
Glorious things are said of You, O City of God, established on His holy mountain.
On the holy mountain is His city, cherished by the Lord. The Lord prefers the gates of Zion to all Jacob's dwellings. Of You are told glorious things, O City of God.
Babylon and Egypt I will count among those who know me. Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia, these will be her children, and Zion shall be called mother, for all shall be her children.
It is he, the Lord Most High, who gives each his place. In his register of peoples he writes, these are her children. And while they dance, they will sing. In you all find their home.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Glorious things are said of you, O City of God, established on his holy mountain.
The God of power has given me his strength.
He has kept me in the way of holiness.
From the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Romans. Just as through one man sin entered the world, and with sin, death, death thus coming to all men inasmuch as all sinned, before the law, there was sin in the world, even though sin is not imputed when there is no law. I say, from Adam to Moses, death reigned, even over those who had not sinned by breaking a precept, as did Adam, that type of the man to come. But the gift is not like the offense. For if by the offense of the one man all died, much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound for all. The gift is entirely different from the sin committed by the one man. In the first case, sentence followed upon one offense and brought condemnation. But in the second, the gift came after many offenses and brought acquittal. If death began its reign through one man because of his offense, much more shall those who received the overflowing grace and gift of justice live and reign through the one man, Jesus Christ. To sum up, then, just as a single offense brought condemnation to all men, a single righteous act brought all men acquittal and life. Just as through one man's disobedience all became sinners, so through one man's obedience all shall become just. The law came in order to increase offenses, but despite the increase of sin, grace has far surpassed it, so that, as sin reigned through death, grace may reign by way of justice, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Through one man sin came into the world. In him all men have sinned.
Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God.
The Lord has rescued you from death and sheltered you from all harm.
Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God.
From a sermon by St. Anselm, Bishop. Blessed Lady, sky and stars, earth and rivers, day and night, everything that is subject to the power or use of man, rejoice that through you they are in some sense restored to their lost beauty and are endowed with inexpressible new grace. All creatures were dead, as it were, useless for men or for the praise of God who made them. The world, contrary to its true destiny, was corrupted and tainted by the acts of men who served idols. Now all creation has been restored to life and rejoices that it is controlled and given splendor by men who believe in God. The universe rejoices with new and indefinable loveliness. Not only does it feel the unseen presence of God Himself, its Creator, it sees Him openly, working and making it holy. These great blessings spring from the blessed fruit of Mary's womb. Through the fullness of grace that was given you, dead things rejoice in their freedom, and those in heaven are glad to be made new. Through the Son who was the glorious fruit of your virgin womb, just souls who died before His life-giving death rejoice as they are freed from captivity, and the angels are glad at the restoration of their shattered domain. Lady, full and overflowing with grace, all creation receives new life from your abundance. Virgin, blessed above all creatures, through your blessing, all creation is blessed. Not only creation from its Creator, but the Creator Himself has been blessed by creation. To Mary, God gave His only begotten Son, whom He loved as Himself. Through Mary, God made Himself a Son, not different, but the same, by nature Son of God and Son of Mary. The whole universe was created by God, and God was born of Mary. God created all things, and Mary gave birth to God. The God who made all things gave Himself form through Mary, and thus He made His own creation. He who could create all things from nothing would not remake His ruined creation without Mary. God, then, is the Father of the created world, and Mary the Mother of the recreated world. God is the Father by whom all things were given life, and Mary the Mother through whom all things were given new life. For God begot the Son, through whom all things were made, and Mary gave birth to Him as the Savior of the world. Without God's Son, nothing could exist. Without Mary's Son, nothing could be redeemed. Truly the Lord is with you. To whom the Lord granted that all nature should owe as much to you as to Himself.
Proclaim with me the glory of the Lord.
For great is His merciful love for me.
From this day all generations will call me blessed.
For great is His merciful love for me.
You are God, we praise You. You are the Lord, we acclaim You. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships You.
To You, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise You. The noble fellowship of prophets praise You. The white-robed army of martyrs praise You.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims You. Father of majesty unbounded, Your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people. Bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy,
for we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. O God, who by the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin prepared a worthy dwelling for your Son, grant, we pray, that as you preserved her from every stain by virtue of the death of your Son, which you foresaw, so through her intercession we too may be cleansed and admitted to your presence. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.